CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The nation's top prosecutor is on the defense today.
You deserve gratitude.
Attorney General Garland addressed U.S. attorneys in Washington, denouncing what he calls dangerous falsehoods targeting the Justice Department.
We will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is treated as an apparatus of politics.
And he pushed back against charges DOJ has been weaponized under the Biden administration.
It is dangerous to target and intimidate individual employees of this department solely for doing their jobs.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
There's cleanup ahead along the Gulf Coast from Hurricane Francine. In Houdma, Louisiana, Dan Stevens is looking at the damage to his flea market business.
So it's not great to come see something like this and try to figure out how you're going to make it right. But, this is the worst happens to me. I'm good.
Francine is now a tropical depression. Nearly 6,000 first responders are struggling to control 16 active wildfires in California. CBS's Ben Tracy.
The Bridge Fire is burning out of control and is now California's largest active wildfire. It exploded from 4,000 acres to nearly 50,000. Teams are fighting to control the Airport Fire, which is now just 5% contained. Federico Salinas's home was right in its path.
This was covered in vegetation. Now it's all pretty much ashes and sand.
His home was narrowly spared, including his animals.
Turned out they're okay.
An earthquake had people shaking in Los Angeles today.
I had enough time to get out of the car and actually feel it. That was pretty cool.
They said earthquake, and then all of a sudden my car started shaking and shaking.
The U.S. Geological Survey says it had a preliminary magnitude of 4.7. No immediate reports of damage. Thousands of Boeing workers could be on the verge of a strike. CBS's Jason Brooks explains.
Boeing's machinist union is voting today on the company's latest proposal, which includes a 25% pay hike over the four-year deal. But the 30,000-strong union has been demanding a 40% wage increase, and the union's president says he thinks Boeing's offer will be voted down and that enough members will vote to strike, which requires two-thirds approval.
It is the fifth day in a manhunt for the person who opened fire on a freeway in rural Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear.
They're bringing the most modern technology to search some of the most rugged terrain that anyone could hide in. They haven't found this individual yet, but that's not for lack of trying.
Five people were injured by gunfire Saturday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine yesterday. The fire caused $60,000 in damage. There were no working smoke alarms and no one in the house at the time. The 72-year-old diver that died off Kenosha's coastline was exploring a Lake Michigan shipwreck. The body of 72-year-old Patrick Kelly of Winthrop Harbor was recovered using underwater drones and sonar. Racine County is promoting Emergency Preparedness Month. Officials are encouraging people to create disaster supply kits with essential items. Former Bucks player Junior Bridgman is buying a 10% stake in the team. That's according to CNBC. The deal values the Milwaukee Bucks at around $4 billion. Franklin police are warning of a dangerous TikTok trend. It involves teens kicking doors late at night. There have been multiple incidents over the past few months, prompting warnings to parents. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can't go, and that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Our low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. All right. It was on this date in 1970, Creedence Clearwater Revival scored their first number one album with Cosmos Factory. It enjoyed a 9-week run at number one in the U.S., where it sold more than 3 million copies. Here's CCR now. It's Who'll Stop the Rain on WRJN.
Long as Memorial Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no steam or night hazel words. The child of romance, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalions. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Doing well. Do we floss first or do we brush first?
Ooh, boy. I believe it's floss. Well, this is the way I do it, I guess. Floss first and then you brush because you're brushing out everything that you flossed.
Okay. I like the thought of that, yes. A report published by the, and I'm going to see if I can pronounce this right, a report published by the American Academy of Periodontology.
Nice.
Did I get it?
Nailed it.
Found that flossing before brushing led to the best overall results. Scientists analyzed the patient's mouths and found that the amount of plaque between the teeth and inside the mouth was significantly reduced when flossing came first.
Yeah, it's like washing a car. You know, you got to go through with the brush and everything. You got to get scrub it all off with a towel or something, and then you rinse it.
And the reason was exactly what you said. Researchers suggest it has to do with rinsing. When bacteria and other debris are dislodged when flossing, a good brush with a rinse of water helps clear out the stray particles, just like you said.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that I'm the smartest news guy in southeastern Wisconsin.
And the other?
Oh, forget about him.
Okay. That's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And boy, are we enjoying a nice stretch of weather. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 66. Tomorrow, sunshine and 77. Here's Oliver and Good Morning Starshine on WRJN.
Thank you. saw Marie, she went waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So what do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the high court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine last night. The fire was first seen in a first floor window and was put out within about 15 minutes of the department's arrival. While no one was home and no injuries were reported, investigators did say there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Damage estimates are at around $60,000. A routine dive to explore a Lake Michigan shipwreck ended in tragedy for 72-year-old Patrick Kelly. The Winthrop Harbor man had gone to explore the SS Wisconsin off the shore of Pleasant Prairie and didn't come back up. The Wisconsin is 6 miles offshore in water over 120 feet deep. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and the Coast Guard led the search efforts with underwater drones and sonar being used. Kelly is said by friends to have been an experienced diver. According to a CNBC report, former Milwaukee Bucks player Junior Bridgman is set to acquire a 10% ownership stake in the team. Bridgman took his NBA earnings and transformed it into a $600 million empire. He'll reportedly purchase the 10%, and details put the valuation of the team at around $4 billion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Our low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's 3 degrees, and when will I see you again? Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, Wallet Hub says Hawaii is the state where people are the happiest. I have a theory as to why. I think it's because they're the farthest away from the federal government.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Beatles and Let It Be, where local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more on local food, merchandise, and services simply by logging on to WRJN.com and clicking on the Big Deals tab. For instance, get a $40 gift certificate for just $28.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Feel the
if you're anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Are you a recent parent? Here are things parents miss most about life before children, according to a survey. Saturday morning sleep-ins, a clean house, watching a show in complete peace, leaving the house at a moment's notice without having to worry about a sitter, spending money guilt-free, having a shower or bath without being disturbed, going to the restroom without being disturbed, and vacations not dictated by the school calendar. Now, see, I feel like I'm getting some of those things back because I'm a recent empty nester.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, ah, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, coming up, CBS News at 3. And we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. And the for you.
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Time.